very fortunate. This is my 31st year doing stand-up. This matter is. A couple of things that I want to just touch upon, and I might get a little bit, I get a little bit embarrassed, which is rare, because when I'm on stage, I usually feel so confident, and I don't know, usually things don't cause me to feel a little whimsical, but I'm in love. Yeah. And here's the thing, there's really nothing funny about it. That's the problem. As a comedian, once we're in love, we're kind of fucked. Because there's really nothing truly funny. I mean, breakups are fun and funny, or cheating on someone, there's a lot of comedy in that. When you date somebody and they have fucking weird body parts, that's always like, okay, that's a new 5 minutes I got to work up. But it changes when you're in love. And a couple of things I can say. First of all, people online, I was, I Googled myself because I was just in a fucking bad mood. If you, yeah, it's like, I don't Google myself ever, but I was feeling really good. And then I had a rough day. I was like, fucking all speed. It's like cutting, right? And internet is, wow, internet is so mean-spirited about my relationship. The fact that I'm so happy and in love, the internet has said some things that are quite painful. And you're probably wondering, well, and Cook, why? What's this relationship you're in? I think the problem that people online seem to have is I'm 49, my girlfriend's 22. And people will say things, and I'm gonna tell you something. I was actually sitting, I was talking to my girlfriend, we were sitting in the kitchen, she was doing the homework, and I said to her,
yes, that's so daddy dad.
Yeah, you did carry. I said, I love you. And she said, I love you. And it was so sweet. It was just so authentic and pure. By the way, very quickly, I was actually telling a story the other night, and a guy right here, you know what he said? He goes, you're romping the cradle. Said it right where you're sitting. And I was like, sir, she hasn't slept in a cradle in like 9 years. So I was sitting with my girlfriend, and then I said something that in my 49 years I'd never said to a woman. I said, I'm in love with you. And she got really in her touch. She was like, I know, I'm in love with you. I was thinking, I've never said that. I never in my life really that said I love you or I love you too, or whatever you usually say. And then I kind of, I don't know, a little corny. And I said out loud, I go, I'm a lucky guy. Where have you been all my life? And then I remembered she wasn't alive for the first time. Right? If you meet somebody, you just kind of hold on tight, right? And I'm sure sometimes, have you been in that situation where you held on to the wrong one? Right? You've been there, right?
Yeah.
Then you slip around after a little bit. What the fuck am I doing? Have you been in that situation? Yeah? You look in the mirror and you say out loud to yourself, what the fuck am I doing? There? It's a nice cockity. It's like being the one my fear he's at. If you just looked at me at the end of that set, how do you feel, man? I would have done like that. Thank you so much. I'm married. I've had some of my friends getting some pretty hardcore fights over COVID, especially. Well, that was a test, right? That was a real test of your relationship. I'm sure a lot of you guys didn't even survive COVID. One of the reasons people didn't make it through COVID is because, you know, you had to fuck during COVID. You had to give that person everything you had. Right? You couldn't use the excuse anymore, I'm tired from work, because you heard after. God, fucking on a Tuesday afternoon. The only excuse is it. The only excuse you had is, I think I have COVID.
do some work?
It was just rich with nutrients, these kind of nutrients.
So, yeah.
You haven't finished that?
No, well, you get invited. Well, you'll get COVID.
I'm just going to get you where to go, boss, because that's a lot of Fuji you left on that day. Some of my friends have tried something called couples therapy. Has anybody experienced couples therapy?
My goodness.
This,
I would not recommend it.
Based on everything I learned, you would not recommend it either, right? Because here's the problem.
It doesn't work.
You need a wire, it doesn't work. And just for anybody who's sitting there and they're saying, Dean Cook, I'm unfamiliar. What is couples therapy?
It's when you, as a couple,
they do like, and that's the right thing to do. I don't know. What did I just see? Oh, what's that?
Man, when did you just take a picture of your old crotch?
I just saw the flux capacitor by your keys. I saw. So you will fucking see us just lay up. It'll be on my roof all the time.
Wow, do you see?
I thought we're fucked.
There's like a skater pitch mountain. I saw her entire where the baby comes out. I never see it. Ain't the heaven is doing her fucking sweat.
But I've seen it, looks like it, yeah.
You try to sneaky like take a photograph of me doing the show, and you saw the blast go off, and you quickly go, bang, that's it. But you must see.
The star is great. You lit up. Outside. It was so bright, indeed, it went right through your slacks, and I saw birth shave. By the 70s, prowl up. I can see.
See it. And it's tight.
It's the you're sitting right where you're sitting, Aries. I know you're not the end to really still a victim her. But I feel like you're my friend. I feel like we have dare I say a simpatico.
Did you mean to do some of that?
I see, Nick, you couldn't the chakra.
You did it the right way, because that's wrong. You gotta fucking peek that peak yet. I talk to the locals when I'm on my longboard sometimes, but back. I'm like, yeah, what's the proper placement for this? And then they show me, and I said, how's it going out here on the high seas? And we speaks a little pigeon. I won't do that neighbor,
that's the top.
And every once in a while, me, the locals, you know, we do, we go, we grab some fish, we grab some, Hawaiian state fish, I know my fish. Anyways, I saw you as well. Ooh.
Where you go, good?
All right, play yourselves.
Ride like it.
You tried going to couples therapy and it didn't work. Because here's the thing, I didn't have a chance to really get my entire analysis.
Oh, you got all said, you know, if you go together,
you sit with the therapist. In some ways, they're a little bit like a referee. And what they do is they listen to both sides of whatever the conundrum is. And then if you kind of break it down, you know, fairly simply, you go to the couples therapist because you both lack the tools, and the couples therapist is going to provide some tools for your fucky toolbox
so that you could try to bridge those gaps in some way, shape, or form.
But it doesn't work. You know why it doesn't work? Because it takes you out of your relationship. Why? Because they give you a list of bullet points, parameters, right? This is like a way of the jargon that you're supposed to use to communicate. Now you have to use the prerequisites that you both agree on, your couples therapist. This is how we need to talk to each other. and it's just malarkey. No, it's fucking malarkey, that's what it admits. Because then you have to use that lake, whatever the problem is, whatever the situation, you have to approach it something like, hey, I wanted to talk to you because now the time, it's not a good time like approach you later with this, but I wanted to talk about something that's been ruminated on. This guy was a bit, great, thank you. I love you very much. I learned this saying. I was in the kitchen a little while ago, and I was recalling a conversation that you and I had as one, this Baron. You were speaking, and you said about the dirty issues that were piling up on the sink. And I saw that they were piling up so high, and then you gave me a verbal agreement that you would take care of the dishes. And once I co-signed on your verbal deal that you would take care of the dirty dishes, when I left the kitchen, I felt grace. I felt a fortitude with you and I, a cohesiveness. And a deep, deep appreciation, a mindful, thoughtful, compassionate, collaborative, and caring is how it's got me that. Then I left the kitchen. But when I came back 4 hours later, not only did you not take care of the dirty dishes, there were more dishes that you then added to the sink. And I watched you then come in with more dishes, and then you added even more dishes. And then when I watched you leave the kitchen after leaving more dishes, I felt disenfranchised. I felt encumbered. I felt like we were speaking the same love language on the love bridge that we had created upon situation, which is prophecy. And I was hoping you'd speak to this gobble so that I could put my mind at ease before I lay my head to sleep to see if it's safer for us. Now I would say thank you for listening to my truth. God, I look forward to you. Dirk Sheep, I did right. I've stop cocking out. The floor is yours. I love you, Burmas.
Fuck this.
It doesn't work.
Fucking bullarchy. It's balderdash. It's whole.
I have the right therapy. Okay, I'll tell you what, I quit together. I can cock it something. This is the proper therapy. Ready? If you love somebody, allow them to be whatever they need to be. Go for whatever their fucking weird damage process is. So they bring their truth up and don't suppress it. And then you end up having a fucking massive meltdown fight 3 years of labor in the relationship. Just give each other permission to open up the boundaries, whatever you meant to say in that moment, just to fucking get it out, right?
You know what, baby? I've had a long, I just want to open up your mouth and shit in your fucking mouth.
I want diarrhea shit in your fucking mouth because I've been eating shit all day. Don't you fucking understand? I want to shit in your fucking mouth because you're not understanding me.
Oh, really? You want to shit in my mouth? Do I shit in my mouth? That's fine, baby. Shit in my mouth. I'll take my period one. I'll smear it on your liquor.
Shit in my mouth, baby. Shit in my mouth.
Do it. You.
From that ball.
Freed and Slayer, you won't be just smiling wry, eating ice cream.
Doesn't really shit in your mouth.
I help it. You can't put my theory about it.
Oh my god,
but I think they have run out of the costume. Deep.
Why did you go to couple therapy? And again, we don't have to get into all the details. He cheated. And you gave him another shot.
I tried.
You tried by going to the couple therapy. What did you think you were going to wring out of that fucking...
It's more money.
I think that the Milwaukee City Dogs didn't update data.
Seems possible because they bought Reed Sucker. Right?
You're a fucking dumpster, Sage Balls. But Stranger, that's the whole thing. Like, get rid of that funky scenery.
I mean,
You didn't know it smelled so bad around here? What do you got over there? A fucking Schlitz? What do you got? Sorry, I'm a little concerned about your drinking.
Yeah, not so much for the one that's there, the two that you have hiding at your park. Steve.
He's triple fisting. He's got two in his feet.
This is a comedy show. It's an intervention. Though we're as hot, but it does. We're concerned. You're like a sexy Marty McFly over tits.
Here. I put that into the phone. I just hope you're having a good time.
It's part of, you know, when people sit up around the front, you know, everybody feels like, oh, why me? Why me? It's like, it's Ed, do you want a gate, Joey? You want to ask him? They ask his question. Silo?
Ichija, that sort of bitch.
You wanted to get more romantic, so you got you about the bubbles therapy, and that'll be something that.
You with boys, some more time.
Gotcha. And are you in a functioning relationship now, or have you been flying solo by yourself there?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yes. Hell yeah. Oh, look who's there. Cohort.
Is that a very serious relationship?
Mary. How did you do that? That. Nobody should. It's a marriage is like a fucking, it's like a spat from the 50s that's just sticky red way too much.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's just an excuse to constantly killing somebody for their public insurance.
So really, while this happened,
right? What states where fate, you're just looking at that person, they're just a walking $250,000.
He just hoped the fuck they call a salt mine or something. But, oh, I'm thinking of killing him, and then they just die accidentally. Woo!
That's really all we're doing.
Who the fuck is Mare?
It's one of the dumbest things that he must do.
If you love somebody, just say it. Fucking be together and I take fucking morning pictures. But this whole thing of fucking documenting the whole process, the whole thing, the wedding, the expensive wedding with all the fucking costumes. The guy's gonna dress like a fucking spy, the boy.
By the way, the veil, right? It's like, well, you're a seven, Laura, okay? You can take gatekeepers myself.
There's no Snapchat. Those are in a world less bubbling, correct? Who's she in the out, Laura? Who suits?
I don't like going to the wedding, right? By the way, the wedding, the priest. The way he's standing out there between them, it struck it just his whole attitude and demeanor is so weird to say weird shit.
And say what I say. Now say,
do you?
I do you as well? But by the power invest, I saw you smoking out back. Holy four collar and
power invest getting you? You're just born into this world, man.
Power invest. And vows. That's the best part. Vows. Vows. You're gonna vow things in front of everybody. You're for the witnesses. You can't even keep promises to yourself.
You've been saying you're gonna lose 15 pounds for 6 fucking years. Now you're vowing to keep their bullshit trees up. Go.
Don't be wired. Boss. I saw the bragging fucking lies.
House.
Fuck you.
You're saying that you resent having to pay and go and spend that entire fucking weekend that was not even worth it because I Googled this recently. 99% of marriages end in divorce. 99%.
It's not 99. I don't go up none.
But that spears of the hour. It's not something a risk that.
You're saying you felt your reset that you had to go to the church of the first one. When the bridegroom leaked the church, if you throwed your rice like this.
Huh?
If you chuck it at their eyes, if you did that, that's like fucking Gerard.
Here's a bucket you can do next time you go to a church, right? Everybody needs to bridegroom to have this moment. They leave and the doors open. Everybody throws the rice and everybody's like, rah, whatever they say, right? Everybody's happy. This is a fun thing to do. Just go to the very back where everybody is. It just loud, not loud power, but just loud enough that you know the bride and crew could probably hear it like this as they're going by and everybody's so right, so like this.
Fuck
You know they're in that limo going, I swear, oh, friend,
did you hear what I heard? Did you pay your son screen? Were you what they bitch?
Where out, D? So probably you found everything in Indonesia. Puppy follies. I think the best thing that you knew if you're in a relationship in today's day and age is just lie. Just be good at it. Become better at lying. Nobody really wants the truth in this world. Just be able to look at somebody and just like, whatever. You know, it's gotta hurt them. Don't ever tell. If they find out and it hurts them, then tell. That's honesty. But say, cheats up. That one, I did lie about. You're not. So you're hurt. You fucking looked too hard into my shit, and now you're hurt. So you did this. And you had to bring out your good luck.
This day. There is he.
He's in love. Which, you know what, I gotta say, it's really hard to date during a pandemic, especially when I'm married. What a cock block.